Lo myalezo washunyayelwa ngumzalwane William Marion Branham ngolwesihlanu ngorhatya ngoFebruwari mhla we-19 ka-1965 eParkview Junior High School eJeffersonville, eIndiana, eMelika.
Just remain standing if you will while we bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Ningake nime njalo ukuba ninako logama sithobisa inhloko zethu ukuba sifumane ilizwi lomthandazo.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful tonight for this another opportunity to come and present this glorious, marvelous gospel of Jesus Christ.
Bawo thandekayo wasezulwini, silivuyela kakhulu elilelinye ithuba lokuzisa izindaba zilungileyo zika Jesu Christ.
We thank thee because that he still remains the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Siyakubulela ngokuba isenguye izolo namhla nangona phakade.
We thank thee for these people who have gathered out here in the time of this cold weather.
Siyakubulela ngaba bantu baphume bahlanganisana apha ngelixesha lemozulu ebanda kangaka.
Still with their anticipations great.
Babe besenothakazelelo olukhulu.
Looking, believing that something extraordinary is going to be given us from God. We come with that hope, Lord, to every meeting. We thank thee for the services night before last at the tabernacle. Thank thee for the service here last evening. And for the service today at the tabernacle. We're looking forward now what you will have for us tonight. Father, we know that anyone that's able to move their hands could turn back the pages of the Bible. But there's only one who can make it live. Be real, and that's you.
God, omnye kuphela onokuyenza ibe inene iphile nguwe.
Father, we're looking for you to do that tonight.
Bawo sikhangele kuwe ukuba wenze oko kusihlwanje.
Bless us in every way.
Sisikelele ngandlela zonke.
Our hearts are so full of joy as we see the time approaching when we are going to meet him face to face.
Inhliziyo zethu zizaliswele uvuyo xa sibona kusondela kwexesha.
The one that we've loved and lived for all these years. Many new converts, Lord, has been made. Understanding that a great host, 40 or 50, is to be baptized in your name in the morning from the service last night. Oh God, please continue. We pray.
Oh Thixo, nceda wandise, siyathandaza.
Until every predestinated seed of God has seen the gospel light and come into the fold.
Yonke imbewu kaThixo yanyuloka ngaphambili ibe ikubonile ukukhanya kwevangeli yangena ebuhlanti.
We ask you to hide us tonight behind the word.
Sicela ukuba usifihle ngokuhlanje emva kwelizwi.
Blind us to the things of the world.
Simfamekise kwizinto zehlabathi.
And let us see Jesus.
Ukuze sibone uYesu.
May there be a Mount Transfiguration experience among us tonight.
Kwanga phakathi kwethu ngokuhlanje kungenzeka kwasentabeni yotshintsho.
That we see no man save Jesus only.
Ukuze singaboni umuntu ingenguye uYesu kuphela.
We ask that in his name and for his glory,
sicela ngegama lakhe, sicela uzuko lwakhe,
and a vindication of his gospel. Amen.
Nokungqinelwa kwevangeli yakhe. Amen.
You be seated.
Ningahlala phansi.
I'm just going to turn this mic or this desk just slightly sideways if it's all right. So that I can see both sides of the audience. I guess I can get the microphones around here, right? All right, just a moment. We are greeting from the main auditorium here tonight. Our friends in Arizona, California, Texas, and And across the United States by the way of telephone.
Izihlobo zethu eArizona, eCalifornia, eTexas, nakwiMelika jikelele ngonxibelelwano lemfonomfono.
This is going nationwide, this service tonight, by the way of telephone.
Lo myalezo iya kusizwe sonke lenkonzo ngokuhlwa nje ngoqhakamshelwano lomnxeba.
So we trust that God will bless us.
Siyathemba ke ukuba uThixo uyakusikelela.
Can you hear back over to the auditorium to the left?
Niyandiva apho emfana ngasemnxele weholo?
All right, they're going to check now the telephone system to see if it's working. All right.
Kulungileke bazaqondisisa ngoku ba ezintambo zemfonofono zisebenza kakuhle na.
Everybody happy tonight?
Onwabile wonke umuntu ngokuhla nje?
Well, that's fine.
Oh, kulungile.
On this side?
Kwelqala.
Amen. I'm so glad to see that you're all seated comfortably.
Amen. Ndiyavuya ukubona ukuba nihleli kakuhle nonke.
And now tomorrow night, if the crowds keep increasing, there'll also be telephone direct. There is tonight. I think some of them is down there at the tabernacle. And tomorrow morning, the services cannot be had at the tabernacle because there'll be a florist there decorating the church for a wedding tomorrow afternoon. And they have transferred the services in the morning up to Brother Ruddle's church. One of our associates. And up on the highway here,
62. Phezulu apha kulomgaqo mkhulu kwa 62.
Has it been announced?
Seyazisiwe.
Yes, has been announced.
Yazisiwe.
If it overflows up there,
kuba ke ithe yaphufuma apho,
we'll take the rest and send another minister down to Brother Junior Jackson's down in Clarksville.
Abanye sakubehlisa baye kumzalwana u Junior Jackson e Clarksville.
The reason we had it, Brother Ruddles,
this is that so kuba ibe kwamzalwana u Ruddle.
It's close here and we can we thought you could find that easier. And then we'll take care of it in some way. Be sure to get all those baptisms in for tomorrow. And I hope there'll be another 100 or 2 added to those for baptism tomorrow. And now, tomorrow night,
okay.
I never like to announce anything you speak on ahead of time.
And there was this.
But one night in the service, or one day, I want to speak on the subject of who is this
Melchizedek.
Because it's a subject that I think we're living in the time when these revelations, of which has been a question down to the age of who is this fella, and I believe that God has the answer who he was. Some said a priesthood, some said a king, but there's got, as long as there's a question, there's got to be an answer to that question which is right. Cannot be a question without first being an answer. Now, we trusting that God will give us a blessing tonight out of his word as we read it. And you've had, Billy told me to tell you, that you sure had fine cooperation with the peoples here.
That's
been in the parking system, the police and everything. Keep it up. That's very, very good. We hope to see the time, maybe in the near future, when maybe we could bring the tent here to the city.
And
put it up out here in the ballpark where we could stay for some length of time.
Maybe for 3 or 4 weeks
revival constantly. Here, we just merely get to know each other. And then we have to say goodbye. And we go again. But I'd like to come and stay an extensive trip. One time where you can stay so you don't have to close out a night or two. But just stay and teach day and night, on and on. Maybe somebody go home and feed the chickens, milk the cows.
Mhlamba abanye bakhe bagoduke bayokupha inkuku basenge imazenkomo.
Come back next week and continue on with the service.
Babuye kwiveke zayo siqhubeke nenkonzo.
I like that.
Ngiyayithanda loo nto.
So the Lord be with you.
Inkosi ke ibe nani.
Now before I leave,
ngoku phambi kokuba ndihambe,
perhaps Sunday morning or Sunday night or sometime one of these services, I know you're all waiting to hear the message on the truth about marriage and divorce. Which is one of the great problems of the day. And I'm just as sure as I'm standing here, I believe that the correct answer is in the Word of God. And I believe that that's what I promised to come back for. Now suppose knowingly, as far as I know, I want to have another service here in Jeffersonville on Easter Sunday. And we'll for sunrise service and then Easter Sunday. So we'll announce it ahead and try maybe to get the auditorium, if possible, or somewhere for Sunday. Maybe come Saturday and Sunday. Have to fly in and back out. Because it's near the time. I have to check it first. With the schedule I have, and one of my itinerary in California.
California.
And then immediately after that, I've got to go down into to Africa.
So
keep in touch and pray for us. Now, tonight, I want to call your attention to a portion of God's Word found in the 4th chapter of St. Luke. The fourth chapter and the 16th verse, it will begin. Jesus speaking. This day is this word fulfilled in your ears.
Namhlanje sibhalo sisalisekile ezindlebeni zenu.
Now, we want to draw from that a conclusion.
Ngoke sifuna ukukhupha isigqibo apha.
Of how dynamic is the Word of God.
Sokuba ilizwi likaThixo lingundoqo.
Now we all can figure out the mechanics.
Ngoke sinako sonke ukuqikelela izinto ezimfuneko.
But it takes the dynamics to make it work. We can figure out what the mechanics of a machine, automobile, but then it takes the dynamics to make the wheels go to operating and moving. Now, Jesus had returned to Nazareth, where he was brought up. On down in the scriptures here we find that they said, we'd heard you did such and such over Capernaum. Now let us see you do it here in your own country. Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. And of course that's where you're brought up at. And where people know you.
Abantu bonke bekwazi.
And there he had a bad name to begin with.
Kwakhona apho wayenegama elibi indawo yokuqala.
By him being born without an earthly father.
Ngokuba ezelwe engenayise walapha emhlabeni.
They called him an illegitimate child.
Babembiza ngokuba ungumqhakhwe womntwana.
That Mary was actually pregnant before she married officially Joseph.
Ngokuba Maria wamitha engekamtshati ngokusemthethweni uYosef.
But that isn't so. We know it isn't so.
Kodwa oko akunjalo, siyazi ukuba akunjalo.
And on this scripture, what caused me to fall my eyes upon this?
Kwesibhalo ke into eyitsalele amehlo am apha.
Was something that happened just recently in Phoenix, Arizona.
Into esanda kwenzeka kushanje ePhoenix, Arizona.
It was the last day of the service that I was to speak at the International Convention of the Full Gospel Businessman.
Kwakukumhla wokugqibela wenkonzo endani zakuthetha kwinqunquthela yezizwe ngezizwe yosomashishini beFull Gospel.
And in this convention, there was a visitor with us, which was a Catholic bishop. Which is the Chaldean rites of the Apostolic Catholic Church. The Most Reverend John S. Stanley, OSD. He is the Archbishop of Metropolitan United States. In the Catholic Church.
Bishop omkhulu ophethe zonke ibishops zamakatolika kwizizwe ezimanyeneyo zeMelika.
This had to be his card and his address.
Kuthe kanti likhadi lakhe eli eline address yakhe eli.
And he was a visitor with the Christian businessman. And I had seen there the day before. And when I was speaking on Saturday night, I believe it was, or Saturday morning at the breakfast, and as I was speaking, He kept watching me. And I thought, that man certainly is disagreeing with everything I say. And you could just see him. He keep his head up and down. But I didn't know what was just exactly working on him. So on Sunday afternoon when I got up to speak, I was going to take my text on birth pains. Where Jesus said that as a woman in travail with a child, she's travailing in birth. And so I was going to speak from there as birth pains. The subject saying that the world is in birth pains now. The old has to be done away with so the new can be born. Just like a seed has to rot away in order to give new life. How the pains, birth pains struck the world in World War I.
She
had a terrific pain because he had poison gas and so forth that almost could destroy the world. And in World War II, she struck another harder pain. They had blockbusters and also an atomic bomb. She cannot stand another labor pain. With these missiles and things today, one more war will throw her out into space. For she will now be delivered. And there will be a new earth. The Bible said there will be. Under every prophet's message, Israel got a birth pain. Because these prophets that come on the scene after the theologians and clergymen would have the church all in organization form. And when that prophets come on the scene with thus saith the Lord, they shook them churches. And she had a birth pain. Finally, she had birth pains flowing up until she delivered a son of the gospel, which was the Word itself made flesh. So the church really is in birth pains tonight, again for the deliverance of the Son of God to come again. All of our theologians, all of our systems, all of our denominations have rotted right out from under us. So we are in birth pain. And a message from God always stores a church in heavier pain. But after a while, she's going to be delivered of a bride that'll bring forth Jesus Christ to his bride. And then, thinking this man had disagreed with me so much, when I raised up to speak this message, turned in my Bible to find the page. My wife had just given me a new Bible for
Christmas.
My old Bible is about 15 years old. And the thing was just about tore to pieces. The pages, every time it opened up and fly out of it. And but I know just where to find every scripture. So I studied close to that Bible. And I just picked up the new one because the other one looks so ragged to go to church with. And when I started to turn over in St. John, where the scripture was found, I started to read the 16th chapter, and the verse that I was looking for wasn't there. So I thought, strange. I turned back again. Still it wasn't there. And Brother Jack Moore from Shreveport, Louisiana,
Louisiana,
a bosom friend of mine, he was sitting there. I said, Brother Jack, isn't that found in St. John
16?
He said, yes. And this Catholic priest got up out of his seat from about 100 clergymen sitting on the platform.
Long priest of Roma was suka student sakhe malungane khulu labefundisayo ehlele lapha eqongeni.
Walked over close to me with all of his robes and gowns and crosses and so forth.
Wasondela kume gaxele zonke zozambatho zakhe nezinqibo neminqamulezo nezinto ezinjalo.
He got right up close to me.
Wasondela kum.
And he said, my son, be steady. God is fixing to move.
Wathi nyana unganqami uThixo uza kusebenza ngoku.
I thought a Catholic bishop telling me that.
Kanthinga ngoko iBishop yomRoma etsho kum.
He said, read it out of my book.
Wathi ifunde kule yami incwadi.
And I read the scripture out of his book.
Asifunda eso sibhalo kule ncwadi yakhe.
And took my text and went on. Preached my sermon.
Ndathatha umongo ntetho itekisi yami ndaqhuba ndashumayela intshumayelo yami.
Afterwards, when I got through,
emva koko ndakugqiba,
he got up after I was gone and said,
waphakama ndakumbuka wathi,
this one thing has to happen. After that,
inye into eza kwenzeka. Emva koko,
the church has to get out of the mess it sits in, or we have to get out of the mess the church is in.
Ibandla kufuneka liphume kule mfungufungu likuyo, okanye thina siphume kule mfishimfishi inkonzo ikuyo.
So one or the other.
Ngoko enye kwezo nto zimbini.
And I was on my road home back down to Tucson. That evening, the kids was crying for a sandwich, and I stopped to get a sandwich, a little stand.
Abantwana bekhala iqebengwana, ndimisa ukuzendilithenge kwenye itafulana.
And my wife said, Bill, I never was so nervous in all my life to see you stand up there fumbling through that Bible.
Wathi unkosikazi, Bill, azange ndikonwabi ebomini bam ngendlela ebendingayo ndakukubona ukufathula kulaa Bhayibhile.
I said, didn't it make you nervous?
Wathi ibingakuhluphi wena? Ndathi hayi.
I said, I know it was in there somewhere, they just didn't have the pages, a misprint.
Ndathi bendiyazi ukuba ikho kwaphaya into enayo abalifakanga elaa phepha yimposise nje yoshicilelo.
And she said, to think that I got you that Bible and looked like every eye in there was right up on me.
Wathi yena ukucinga nje ukuba laa Bhayibhile uyifumene kum kwasekwangathi wonke amehlo ajonge kum.
And I said, well, you couldn't help that, there's a misprint in the Bible.
Ndathi mna ubungenawuyinceda loo nto yimposiso nje yoshicilelo apha eBhayibhileni.
I said, they just never put the page in.
Ndathi abazange balifake elaa phepha.
Well, I got down and looked at it again, just perfect as if it could be.
Ndakhe ndayijonga kwakhona ngokucaceca.
But the 16th chapter ends the portion of it just about 3 inches from the bottom.
Nto nje isahluko seshumi lesithandathu indawana iminwe nje emithathu ukusuka ezantsi.
Over at the 17th chapter on the other side does the same thing.
Kweli yacala esahluko seshumi lesithenxe ikwayiloo nto.
And being a new Bible, those two pages had perfectly stuck together.
Njengokuba iBhayibhile entsha la maphepha mabini ayencamathelene nca.
And I was reading from the 17th chapter instead of the 16th.
Kanti ndifunda kwisahluko seshumi lesixhenxe endaweni yeshumi lesithandathu.
Well, I said that's all fine for some cause.
Ndathi kulungile sikho isizathu sokuba yenzeke.
And just as plain as you could hear any voice, a voice come to me and said,
kanye njengoba unoliva naliphina ilizwi kwafika ilizwi kum lathi,
he entered into Nazareth, the where he was brought up at,
wangena eNazareth apho wayekhulele khona,
and went into the synagogue as it was his custom,
wangena endlwini yesikhungu ngokwesiko lakhe,
and the priest gave him the scriptures to read.
Umpriest wamnika isibhalo ukuba afunde.
And he read Isaiah 61.
Wafunda Isaiah isahluko samashumi amathandathu ananye.
And when he had read the scriptures,
wathi akugqiba ukusifunda isibhalo,
he sat down, handed the priest back the Bible, the book,
wahlala phansi wayibuyisela iBhayibhile incwadi kumfundisi,
and sat down, and all the eyes of the congregation was up on him,
wahlala phansi amehlo ebandla lonke namathele kuye,
and precious words proceeded from his mouth, and he said,
kwaphuma amazwi amnandi emlonyeni wakhe wathi,
this day this scripture is fulfilled.
Namhlanje esibhalo sizalisekile.
This day this scripture is fulfilled.
Namhlanje esibhalo sizalisekile.
How accurate is the scripture?
Sichaneke kanjani isibhalo?
If you'll notice this in Isaiah 61:1-2,
ukubake iqaphela lento ku Isaiah 61 verse yokuqala neyesibini,
is where our Lord was reading from.
Kulapho yayifunda khona inkosi yethu.
Isaiah 61:1-2.
Ku Isaiah sahlo samashumathandathu nanye verse yokuqala neyesibini.
But in the middle of the second verse of Isaiah 61, he stopped. Or said,
kodwa yayeka phakathi kwivesi yesibini kaIsaya sahlo samashumathandathu nanye yapheza apho ithi,
the spirit of the Lord is upon me, to preach the acceptable year. Then he stopped. Why? The other part, to bring judgment, didn't apply to his first coming. But his second coming. See, it didn't apply there. How the scriptures never make a mistake. They're always perfect. Jesus stopped just where the scripture stopped. Because that was exactly what was to be vindicated in his day. Now, in that first coming, the second coming, he will bring judgment upon the earth. But not then. He was to preach the acceptable year. Notice, the Messiah standing in the platform to identify himself with the word of promise for that age. How strange. The Messiah standing up before the church. And look at these precious words. When he says here, to preach the acceptable year. The acceptable year, as we all know as Bible readers, was the year of Jubilee. That when all slaves and prisoners, as they were been taken prison, and had to give a son to pay a debt, or daughter to pay a debt, and they were in bondage. No matter how long they'd been in bondage, how long they're supposed to stay there, when the year come of the Jubilee, when the trumpet sounded, every man could go free if he wanted to go free. You were free. You were no more slave. But if you desired to remain a slave, then you had to be taken down to the temple, stood by the temple post, and they took an awl and bored a hole in your ear. And then you had to serve that slave master the rest of your days. What a perfect example it is of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When it's preached, the acceptable time and the time of Jubilee. Anybody, no matter who you are, what color you are, what denomination you belong to, how far you've stooped in sin, or what's wrong with you, you can go free when you hear the gospel trumpet sound out. You are free. But if you turn your back upon the message and refuse to hear it, notice you were bored in the ear with an awl. That means to say that you have crossed the line between grace and judgment, and you will never hear the gospel again. You'll never get any further. You must be a slave to the system you're in the rest of your days.
if you refuse to hear the acceptable year. Now, the other part of it, as I said, didn't need to be answered because this coming Messiah time now is when he will bring judgment. Now, how could those people ever fail to see who he was? How did they ever miss it? How could it be when it was so plainly made known and showed? How could they have ever miss seeing when what a word? Think of it. This day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes.
Namhlanje sibhalo sizalisekile emehlweni enu.
Who said it?
Kwakusitsho bani?
God himself.
UThixo ngokwakhe.
Who is the interpreter of his own word?
Oyitoliki yelizwi lakhe ngokwakhe.
This day is this scripture fulfilled.
Namhlanje sibhalo sizalisekile.
The Messiah himself standing in the presence of the congregation.
UMesiya ngokwakhe emi phambi kwebandla.
And reading a word out of the Bible pertaining to himself.
Efunda ilizwi eBhayibhileni elisingisele kuye.
And then saying, today this scripture is fulfilled.
Aphinde athi namhlanje sibhalo sisalisekile.
And they still fail to see it.
Nangoko babe bakuphosa ukumbona.
What a tragedy that would be. But it's happened.
Usizo olungakanani xa yayinokwenzeka. Kodwa yenzeka.
It's happened many times.
Yenzeka amaxesha amaninzi.
How could it happen?
Yayinokwenzeka njani?
Of course, like it did in other times.
Kakade, ngolu hlobo yenzeka ngalo nakwamanye amaxesha.
By believing man's interpretation of the word.
Ngokukholelwa ingcaciso yomntu yelizwi.
That's what caused it.
Yabangwa yiloo nto.
Those believers in them days, so-called believers,
lamakholwa kunamihla ayebizwa ngokuba ngamakholwa,
was taking the interpretation of what the priest had said about the scripture.
Babethatha indlela sitolika ngayo isibhalo umpriest.
Therefore, Jesus, not belonging to any of their ranks or their societies,
ngoko uYesu yena engelo lungu lasikhundla okanye lo mibutho yabo,
he was excommunicated from their company.
Waxothwa ekuhlanganyeleni nabo.
And therefore, they could not identify him with them because he was different from them. The person of Jesus Christ was so unique that no one should have missed seeing it. That was the Son of God.
Ubuntu buka Yesu Christ babugqibelele ngangokude.
Because he was the perfect identification of the scripture that was wrote of him.
It's
the way any Christian is known. When his life identifies the very thing that a Christian is supposed to do. How he can stand there and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled right before your eyes. How outstanding. How so plainly. And yet those people misunderstood. Why? Is because they took the interpretation of some order of priest that they were listening to. And history always repeats itself. And scripture has a compound meaning to it. And a compound revelation. For instance, like it says in the Bible, that out of Egypt, I've called my son, referring to Jesus. From the margin on that, you find out it also referred to Jacob. Same scripture.
Ngamaniza loo ndawo ke yokufumanisa ukuba ikwasingisele nakuyakobi
Jesus was his greater son. Jacob was his son. He called out of Egypt. Which the Scofield reference and all other references give to it. Because that's the scripture it was referring to. So it had a double answer. It had an answer to Jacob called out and to Jesus called out. And so is it today. It's because that we're in such a turmoil as we are and people fail to see the truth of God. It's because there's too many man-made interpretations of God's Word. God don't need nobody to interpret His Word. He is His own interpreter. God said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. That doesn't need an interpretation. He said a virgin shall conceive, and she did. That doesn't need any interpretation. When God's interpretation of His Word is when He vindicates and proves it to be so. That's His interpretation by making it come to pass. That's where God's interpretation is. It's when He makes His Word come to pass. He's interpreted it to you. Like if there never been light. I said let there be light and there was. That don't need anybody to interpret. But we get man-made systems mixed into it. And when you do, you get it out of line. It's always been that way. But I still think of how striking it must have been. Think of it. The Messiah. Why did they fail to see
him?
Because their very leaders that ought to have known him, that ought to have been versed in the scripture, that ought to have been understanding of the scriptures, they belittle this man and said he's an illegitimate child to begin with. We wouldn't believe that. Years later, we don't believe that. We would die for the purpose to say that he was a virgin-born son. And it'll come to pass someday that the very things that we see Jehovah doing today,
man,
in the ages to come, if there is, will die for the thing that we're talking about today. You'll have to do it when the mark of the beast comes on. And you're not allowed to preach the gospel this way. When the great union of churches comes together, which is in order right now for the world church, you'll have to seal your testimony with your own life to this. You must believe it now. If those priests could rise up and condemn him, would not condemn him. But you say, if I'd have been there, I would have done so and so. Well, in your age. But this is your age. This is the time. You say, well, if he was here, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same.
Iti Bible nguye izolo namhla nangona phakade isenguye.
So he is here.
Kodwa ulapha.
But he's here as the world has civilized become greater and educated more.
Kodwa ulapha njengoba ihlabathi liphucuke laba likhulu lanemfundo yengcono.
He's here in the spirit form.
Ulapha ekwimoya moya.
Which they cannot kill or put to death. He died once.
Abangena kuyibulala okanye bayise kufeni wafa kwabakanye.
He cannot die again.
Akana kuphinda afe kwakhona.
He had to be made flesh in order for God to be put to death in the flesh for sin.
Kwafuneka enziwe inyama ukuze uThixo afe esenyameni ngenxa yesono.
But this time he can never die.
Kodwa ngeli xesha akanakuze afe.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Kumoya oyingcwele.
Now, how to think that they had them things against him.
Ngoku xa sinokucinga nje kuba babe nezinto ezinjalo abemchase ngazo.
Another thing.
Enye into.
That he would not join any of their ranks.
Why not join nalinye kulo maqumrhu abo?
Then you see that still made him a bad person.
Uyabona ke kwaloo nto yamenza umuntu ombi.
He wouldn't join their organizations.
Waye wangawangeneli loo maqumrhu abo.
Wouldn't join their priesthood.
Engangeneli lobo bupriste babo.
And he wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
Engafuna nto ngawo.
And then besides all that, he tried to tear down what they'd built up.
Ngaphandle kwaloo nto ke wayezama ukrhazula into abeyakhile.
He went into the temple.
Wangena etempileni.
We call him a meek man, he was.
Simbiza ngoba wayindoda elungileyo, unjalo.
But many times we misunderstand what meekness is.
Kodwa ngamaxesha amaninzi asiqondi into kuyiyo ukuthobeka.
He was a man of compassion.
Wayindoda nempesane.
But yet we fail sometimes to understand what compassion is.
Kodwa ngelinye ixesha siyoyiswa ukubona ukuba yintoni na ukuba nemfesane.
Not human sympathy isn't compassion.
Uvelwane lobuntu asiyomfesane.
But compassion is doing the will of God.
Imfesane yona kukwenza ukuthanda kukaThixo.
He passed through the pool of Bethesda, the gate.
Wadlula kuchibi laseBethesda kwisango.
There lay people, multitudes of them.
Kwakulele abantu izihlwele zabo.
Multitudes is no certain number.
Izihlwele asinonani lithile.
But there lay multitudes, lame, blind, halt, withered.
Kwakulele izihlwele isikhwala inkwaba angakwazi uhamba imilwelwe.
And he had compassion on the people always.
Yaye wayesoloko enemfesane ngabantu.
And he went to one person.
Waya kumntu wamnye.
That was not lame, blind, halt, or withered.
Oye ngakhwaleli engeyomfama ekwazi ukuhamba.
Maybe he had a prostrate trouble.
Mhlawumbi yayingumntu onenkathazwana zokuqhina.
Maybe he had some little infirmity that was retarded.
Okanye isifana nje sendawana ethile omileyo.
He had it 38 years.
Wayenaso iminyaka engamashumi amathathu anesibhozo yonke.
It wasn't going to bother him, but it was going to kill him.
Sasingazumkhathaza, singazumbulala.
He's laying on a pallet.
Wayengqengqe elikhukweni apho.
And he said, "Will thou be made whole?"
Wathi, uyafuna na ukuphila.
And a man said, "I have nobody to put me in the water."
Yatlendota namntu angifaka emanzini.
But while I'm coming, or someone steps down ahead of me.
Kitinsaya kusuke omnye angene uqala mnam.
He could walk, he could see, he could get around.
Yabona? Wayekwazi uhamba, wayebona enako ukujikeleza.
But he was just feeble.
Wena wayebuthathaka nje.
And Jesus said to him,
Wathi uYesu kuye,
"Rise up, take up your bed and go to your house."
Vuka thabathi ukuko lwakho ugoduke.
And Jesus' question on that.
Wangcinwa ke uYesu ngaloo nto.
For you remember the scripture said this.
Kuba kumbula isibhalo sathi.
No wonder if he'd come to Jeffersonville tonight and make an act like that, they'd still talk about him.
Iyo loo nto kuba ebenokufika apha eJeffersonville ngokuhlwa nje enze isenzo esifana neso. Bebenokuthetha ngaye kwakhona.
But remember, he came to do one thing, was the will of God.
Kodwa khumbula wayezokwenza into enye intando kaThixo.
Now that's down in St. John 5:19. You'll get the answer.
Oko ke kufumaneka kuyohane sahluko sesihlanu verse yeshumi nethoba uyayifumana impendulo.
He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son."
Wathi inene ndithi kuni unyana akanakwenza nto ngokwakhe kuphela iloo nto abone uyiseyenza ayenzayo unyana.
Now they ought to have known that that was the very vindication of the prophecy of Moses.
Ngoku babefanele ukuqonda ukuba yayikungqinelo kwesiprofetho sikaMoses.
For the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me.
Kuba inkosi uThixo wenu iyandivelisela umprofeti onjengam nje.
You notice when he seen the man, he said,
uyakuqaphela ke akuyibona loo ndoda wathi,
Jesus knew that he had been in this condition for many years.
UYesu wayesazi ukuba yayikulomeko iminyaka emininzi.
He being a prophet, he saw that man in that condition.
Yena ke ngumprofeti wayibona loo ndoda yayikulomeko.
And went down there and waved his way around to those people. people,
mincing through the crowd until he found that certain man. Passed by the lame, halt, blind, and withered, yet a man full of compassion. But compassion is doing the will of God. Now we find him as he would not join up with them. He would not have nothing to do in their ranks. Then he was an outcast. He would not have any. Besides that, he went into the temple one day. A man went in there and found the house of God just that contaminated as it is today. They were buying, selling, changing money. And he turned over the money tables, took ropes and plaited them, and beat the money changers out of the temple. And looked upon him with anger. And said, "It's written."
What to paliwe?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My father's house is a house of prayer. You made it a den of thieves.
Into kabawo indlu yokuthandaza. Nina ke niyenza umqolombo wezange.
You with your traditions has made the commandments of God of none effect.
Yaye ngezithethe zenu niyenze into engento imithetho kaThixo.
Oh, could a bunch like that ever believe in him? No, sir.
Oh, elo qela linjalo lalinokholwa kuye. I'm serious.
They had been so hog-watered in the muck of societies and filth of the day until they were so ecclesiastical, froze up until they couldn't feel the vibrations of the power of Almighty God. Don't wonder a little woman could touch his garment and get healed by it. And a drunken soldier could spit in his face and feel no virtue. Depends on how you approach it. Depends on what you're looking for. When you go to church, it depends on what you're looking for. Now, we see him standing there. No doubt but what the people had already warned. The priest had warned the people. Now he's coming over here next Sabbath. And when he does, don't you listen to him. Now you might go and sit here. But don't pay no attention to what he says, because he don't belong to our group. He's an outcast. He has no fellowship card. He don't even have an organization paper with him. He doesn't have nothing like that. What is he? Some renegade boy that was born down here at illegitimate birth by a carpenter's home. That a mother conceived him before they were married. They're trying to hide the thing up with some supernatural thing. We know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll come down the corners of heaven and go to our high priest and say, "Here I am,
Caiaphas."
But we find out that he didn't do it that way. Because it wasn't written in the word that way. It was a man-made tradition that caused him to believe that. The word said that he would come just the way he came. There he stood reading the word and saying to them, "Thus saith the Lord." He stood reading the word and saying to them, "This day this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes." And still they fail to see him or recognize him. Like he did in all other ages. Noah could have said the same thing the day that he entered into the ark. And the door closed. Moses could have raised that wind in the top of the ark. Looked out upon the congregation. Remember, God closed the door. And he could say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. But it was too late for the man. He had preached 120 years to try to get him into that boat that he had built. Telling him that the scripture said, thus saith the Lord, it's going to rain. But they waited too long. But Noah could easily said that. The day, this day, the scripture is fulfilled. Moses, the same day that the pillar of fire come down on Mount Sinai and give witness to his testimony.
Moses
could have said, this day the scripture is fulfilled. Moses, you know, was a called man of God, a prophet. And while he was being called, being a prophet, he had to have a supernatural experience in order to be a prophet. He had to meet God face to face and talk with him. And another thing, what he said had to come to pass or no one would have believed him. So no man has a right to call himself thus. So no man has a right to call himself thus until he's talked face to face with God. On a backside of a desert somewhere where he met God himself. And all the atheists in the world could not explain it away from him. He was there, he knew it happened. He was there, he knew it happened. Every Christian should have that experience before they say anything about being a Christian. Your own experience. I talked to my nephew a while ago, a little Catholic boy. He said, Uncle Bill, I've run from pillar to post, going everywhere trying to find something.
Wathi malume uBilly ndiqophe ndiphuma ndisiya ndawo zonke ndisama kufumana nto.
Mighty tonight before this meeting started, he's been crying.
Ubusuku nobusuku phambi kokuba ikhaya lentlanganiso ibisola uyilila.
At night time, he's been dreaming dreams of coming in, running up to the altar.
Ebusuku ephupha amaphupha ongena ebaleka esiza esigulweni.
We're preaching and making a confession that he's been wrong. I said, Melvin, no matter where you try to go, how many churches you join, how many Hail Marys you say, or how many blessings you get from men, you've got to be born again of the Spirit of God. It's the only thing that'll satisfy the human heart. That's, I know they got a substitute today of being born again. Just shake hands with the preacher and put your name on the book. But friends, that is a dogma.
God was sober. Sister,
it's not a Bible truth. If it would, the Acts of the Apostles in the second chapter have to read like this. When the day of Pentecost is fully come, the pastor walked out and shook hands with the people. But say when the day of Pentecost had fully come at the inauguration of the church, there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. That's how the Holy Spirit come the first time. That's how it's come every time since that time. He's God and changes not. Now it stumbles people. They say that was for another day. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Every time the church ever received the Holy Ghost, it's always come like it did the first time. Under the same prescription, Acts 2:38. Never has changed, never will change. Like a doctor's prescription for a disease. You write out a prescription for a disease, the doctor does it. And take it to some quack druggist. And he puts too much of the antidote in it, it's so weak it won't do you any good. If he puts too much of the poison in it, it'll kill you. It's got to be wrote just according to the doctor. And the doctor's prescription on how to receive the Holy Ghost is given to us by Dr. Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost. I'll give you a prescription. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the prescription is to them it's for often, even as a man is the Lord our God shall call. The eternal prescription. Moses had this experience. He went down into the country and he began to tell the people, I met a pillar of fire. He was in a burning bush. And he told me to tell you, I am that I am. Go down, I'll be with you. Take up the stick in your hand and hold it up over Egypt. Whatever you ask, it'll be done. Well, probably some priest said nonsense. But when they seen the real facts of this take come to pass, they couldn't hold it any longer. They know he was sent of God. Then, if Moses said he saw that and testified to it to be the truth, then God obligated, if that is the truth, to identify and vindicate that man's word, the truth. That's true. If Jesus Christ stood there and read that day, this day is this word fulfilled before you. God's obligated to make that word come to pass. We stand here tonight and say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's obligated to prove that to be so. Because it's his word. Now what does it do? It takes faith in believing him. It takes faith in believing his word. That it is the truth. Notice what come to pass. When Moses brought the children out and all those that followed him, those who did not follow stayed in Egypt. But those who followed Moses, when they come out of the Red Sea and got out into the wilderness, God came down upon Mount Sinai. That pillar of fire set the whole mountain on fire. And a voice spoke out of there. God gave the Ten Commandments. Moses could have walked up there before the people and said, this day the scripture that I have told you as his prophet comes to pass. This day I told you that God met me in that banner in a burning bush in a pillar of fire. And he said, this will be a sign. You will bring the people right back to this place here again. And there is God in the same pillar of fire I told you it did. Hanging right down on the mountain. This day, this prophecy is fulfilled. Here he is to vindicate that the things that I've said is the truth. God give us more man like that. That's honest and sincere and tell the truth. That God Almighty could vindicate that his word is still true. He remains the same yesterday and ever. Why wouldn't he do it? He promised to do it. Joshua, he might have said the same. The day that he come back to Kadesh Barnea, where they had journeyed so far in the wilderness, they were doubting the land being the kind of land that God said it would be. But God told them it was a good land. It was flowing with milk and honey. And Joshua and Caleb was the only two that would believe it. Out of the other 10 that left, when they come back, they had the evidence. They had a bunch of grapes that two strong men could only carry. Joshua and Caleb could have stood right there and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Here's the evidence that it is a good land. Sure. Why? There is the evidence. That it's a good land. Where'd you ever get such things as that? In Egypt. There was no such places. But this day, this scripture is fulfilled. He could have said the same when he prophesied. And said, the walls of Jericho would fall down after they marched around 7 times. 7 days, 7 times a day. And when they marched around that last time, the walls fell down. Joshua could have stood up and said, this day, the chief captain of the host of the Lord that told me weeks ago that it would happen like this. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. There laid the walls flat on the ground. Come on, let's go take it. It belongs to us. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. How wonderful, man of God has stood for the things that's right. Israel, at the river, when they possessed the land, went over. Israel, emlanjeni, sebelithathile ilizwe, bewela. How are they going to do it? It's the month of April. Bazokwenza kanjani? The floods are coming down because the snow is melting up in Judea. Oh, what a poor general it seemed like God was. To bring his people there in the month of April when the Jordan is higher back than it ever was.
Sometimes I might get
stopped here if I had time to give you just a little tip.
Sometimes
you may be sitting out with cancer, you might be sitting with a
disease. You
think, why me being a Christian would be in this way?
Why would I
be sitting like this if I'm a
Christian?
Sometimes God lets the things get so dark that you can't see up, around, or anywhere
else. And then he comes and makes a way
through it for you.
She
might say, this day, this scripture is being fulfilled that he promised to do.
He let the
Hebrew children walk right into the fiery furnace.
They said,
our God is able to deliver us in this fiery
furnace.
But nevertheless, we'll not bow down to your image.
When
they walked out of there, the smell of the furnace upon them, no smell of the furnace rather upon them.
They could have
said, this day is this scripture fulfilled.
Daniel comes from the
lions, then he could have said the same thing.
John the Baptist, after 400
years of ecclesiastical teaching,
the old wonder
that church was in a mess at that time.
When
he appeared in the wilderness, the Jordan,
he could have
stood right down the bank as he did and
saved.
This day, this scripture, Isaiah 40, is
fulfilled. How I could
stop here and tell you what that old priest
told me. He said, son, you never finished that
message.
I said, keep still.
He said, you mean
them Pentecostals don't see that?
I said, no.
That
he said, I see it.
What in the Ibona?
And a Catholic priest.
And priest on Rome of food.
He said, why did you go on?
What would tell him not to begin?
I said, keep still.
That he did.
He said, glory to God, I see it.
What is what on the Ibona?
And about that time, the Holy Ghost fell on his sister sitting out there in
the meeting.
And she raised up speaking in unknown
tongues and gave
the interpretation of the very thing that the priest and I were talking about on the platform.
The whole church, the whole
place went into a roar.
Heard all over an old
Roberts convention last week or week before last.
It was the talk of
the convention.
How did that
priest sitting
up? The
Holy Spirit revealed out there through a woman, his sister, I
believe it was. What was taking
place up there on the platform?
And revealed
that thing that we were hiding. The hour that we're
living.
This day, this scripture is
fulfilled.
This day, the evening lights have come.
And we
fail to
see it.
Notice, John said,
this
day, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. As said the prophet Isaiah.
Namhlanje ndilizwi lodwa luka enhlango. Jehovah wathoyo Isaiah umprophet.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
Ilungiseni indlela yenkosi.
They didn't understand.
Bayengamqondi.
Oh, you're Jesus. You're the Christ, rather.
But oh, yes, unguChrist uqhebe.
He said, I am not the Christ.
Wathi andingo Christ.
He said, I'm not worthy to loose his shoes.
Wathi andifanelekanga nokuthukulula umtyawo esihlangu sakhe.
But he said, he's standing among you somewhere.
Kodwa wathi umi phakathi kwenu ndayinithile.
For he was sure that he would be there. He'd be in his day because God told him he was to introduce the Messiah. One day a young man's come walking down there. He's seen like a light over the top of him, a sign. And he cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God." This day, this scripture is fulfilled before you. Sure. At the day of Pentecost, how Peter stood up and quoted the scripture of Joel 2:38. When they were all laughing, those people, they couldn't talk in their own language, they were jabbering off something else. The Bible said cloven tongues. Cloven is a parted tongue. Not saying nothing, just a jabbering, running around like a bunch of drunk people. They all said, "Well, these people are drunk. Look at them. Look how they're acting, how them women and men, they're disorderly." Said that religious group of that day. Peter stood up in the midst of them. Said, "Many brethren, you that dwell in Jerusalem and you that dwell in Judea, let it be known unto you that these are not drunk as you suppose." Seeing it's the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. It'll come to pass in the last days. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This day, this scripture was fulfilled. Certainly. Luther was right on time. Wesley was right on time. Pentecost was right on time. Nothing out of the order. Now, I asked you to consider the age and time we now live in with the promised word for today. If back in other ages, man could say this day, this scripture. This day, this scripture. Then what about the scripture for this day? What's promised for this day? Amen. Where are we standing? What hour are we living? When the clock is beating the scientific clock. Get closer, you watch it better. You watch it as 3 minutes before midnight. The world has got the jitters. The church is in a bed of corruption. Nobody knows where they're standing. What time of day is it? What about the scripture for this day? The conditions of the church. The conditions of the church today. In the world, politics, our world system is just as rotten as it can be. I'm not a politician, I'm a Christian. But I got no business talking about politics. But I just want to say they're rotten on both sides. I voted once. That was for Christ. I got to win. The devil voted against me, Christ voted for me. Depends on which way I cast my vote. I'm glad I cast it on him. Let the world say what they want to. I still believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll prove it. Certainly will. Certainly.
The
increase in crime, juvenile delinquency. Look at our nation, once the flower of the earth. Our great democracy was born back in the Declaration of Independence. And Declaration of Independence is signed and we had a democracy. Our great forefathers and the things that they done. We had a great nation. But she is now rotten and crumbling and shaken and giving away.
And
trying to tax people to get money to send over there to buy friendship with their enemies. They're throwing it back in our face. One world war, two world war, and still moving on to a third. Certainly, politics is rotten, corrupted, rotten to the bottom. Just exactly what Matthew 24 said it would be. Nation be against nation, kingdom against kingdom. All these things would take place. Let's consider this now. All right. Notice another. The increase in scientific research. Now one time my grandfather went to see my grandmother in an ox cart. Now, it's a jet plane. Or even orbit into the air, in the outer space. It's great. Who said this? Daniel 12:4 said, knowledge shall increase in the last days.
Daniel,
we see the hour we're living. Notice the conditions of the world, the condition of science. And notice again today, in our educational system.
Now,
don't try to deny this. I've got the newspaper clippings. Teaching sex in our church, in our schools. Of young students to have sexual affairs with one another to see if they can mate in the world. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How about in our priesthood? Tonight I got a piece out of the paper over in Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California.
Where a bunch of clergymen, Baptists, and Presbyterians. Ministers brought a bonus to homosexuals in and practiced homosexuals. Saying they're trying to win them to God. And that's why the curses of the hour. A sodomite. And the law even arrested them. Now where are we at? Our whole system is rotten down from under us. I've seen the increase of homosexual across the United States has increased 20-30% over last
year.
Think of that. Man living with man, just exactly like they did in Sodom. Increase in crime, juvenile delinquency. What hour are we living? This day, this word of prophecy is fulfilled. The religious world, the church itself. The church, the called out church. That we call the called out church. The last church age. The Pentecostal church age. Where is it? It's in Laodicea, as the scripture said.
They've let down the bars. Their women are half dressed. Their manner, it's a horrible thing. Some of them married three or four times on deacon boards and everything else. They've let down and brought in corruption because they set in councils and took the place with the world. And today they got better buildings than
ever had.
Someplace one of them is building a $50 million auditorium.
Kwenye indawo omnye wabo wakha ihholo yesigidi esingamashumi amahlanu edola.
$50 million.
Pentecost.
That used to be down on the corner 25 years ago, beating a tambourine.
Yeah, he got his balapa hands. Chigeleni kule mnyaka engamashumi abini edlule bebetha ugwali.
Said we because the scripture said in Revelation 3.
Mati si ngoba isibalo sithi kwisithilelo isahluko sesithathu.
That you are rich. Said I'm rich, I said as a queen.
Uba uti, ndisisityebi, ndihleli njengokumkani kazi.
I have need of nothing.
Andizwele nto.
And knowest thou not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, naked, blind, and don't know it.
Ube ungazi, uba uludwayinge, ulusizana, uluhlwempu, uhambaze, uyimfama, ube ungazi.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. Amen.
Namhlanje esibhalo sisalisekile emehlweni enu. Amen.
Amen means so be it.
Amen uthetha ukuthi makube njalo.
I'm not amen in myself, but I mean I believe it's the truth.
Andizenzele amen. Ndonje ndithetha ukuthi ndiyayikholwa ukuba yinyaniso.
This day this scripture is fulfilled.
Namhlanje esibhalo sisalisekile.
The Pentecostal church is in a Laodicea condition.
Ibandla lakwaMoya likwimeko yaseLaodike.
Oh, they still jump and holler and carry on when the music's beaten.
Oh, basaxhuma bekhwaza.
When the music stops beating or the beatneck music, someone play and call it Christianity. And whenever that stops, all the glory's gone. It's a real praise of God. There isn't enough whistles and enough power in the world to stop it.
When
it really comes from God, it don't take music to be beat up. It takes the Spirit of God to come down.
And it's
long forgotten. Because it Christ the gift of the Holy Ghost. Initial evidence of speaking in tongues. And I heard devils and witches speaking tongues. The Holy Ghost is a word of God in you that identifies itself by accepting that word. Outside of that, it can't be the Holy Ghost. If it says it's the Holy Spirit and denies one word of that Bible, it cannot be the Holy Spirit. That's the evidence whether you believe or not. Notice another great sign. The Jews are in their homeland. Their own nation, their own money. A member of the United Nations. They got their own army. They got everything. They're in their homeland. But Jesus said, learn a parable of the fig tree. There they are, right back in their nation. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. The Jews in their homeland. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. The Laodicea church age. This day, this scripture, Matthew 24, is fulfilled. The world is in corruption, the whole thing. Nations against nations. Earthquakes in diverse places. Great whirlwinds coming down, shaking the nations and so forth. Great disasters everywhere. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Now, we found out the condition of the world. We see where the church normal organization, denomination.
Sibonile inkonzo enyulweyo iqumhu amahlelo.
We see where they are.
Siyabona apho bakhoyo.
We see where the nations are.
Siyabona apho zikhoyo izizwe.
And we see that this day, these promises is fulfilled.
Siyabona kuba namhlanje esithembiso sizalisekile.
Now, but in this day, there is to come a super royal seed of Abraham.
Ngoku kuyabakho kule mini. Imbewu yoqobo, imbewu yobukumkani kaAbraham.
That's exactly what it would be with a royal bride to the royal son.
Lonto kanyeke ayakubayiyo umtshakazo wobukumkani onyana wedinga wobukumkani.
Last spoke last night it will be a natural seed.
Njengoba bengithetha phezulu ayisuba imbewu yemveli.
It'll be a spiritual seed.
Iyakuba imbewu yomoya.
There's to be a spiritual bride raised up.
Kuyakubakho umtshakazo ngomoya oyakuveliswa.
Which will be the royal seed of the royal faith of Abraham's royal son.
Oyakuba imbewu yobukumkani yokholola obukumkani lonyana wobukumkani bakaAbraham.
She is to come on the scene in the last days.
Uyakuthi gqi ngemihla yokugqibela.
And the time and the place is a promise is given to her. According to Malachi 4, a scripture, there is to rise a message that will shake the hearts of the people right back to the apostolic fathers again. There is to rise one on the scene in the power of Elijah. That'll rise on the scene. A wilderness man that'll come out and will have a message out of Rome right straight back to the Word again. That's the hour that we're living in. Then consider, now I ask you this hour. You people here of Jeffersonville in 1933. The supernatural light that fell down here on the river that day when it was baptized in 500 in the name of Jesus Christ.
There's
about a 20-year-old boy. What did it say, Jeffersonville? What was it at the foot of Spring Street there? When the Courier Journal, I believe it was the Louisville
Herald,
packed the article of it, went from across the Associated Press, come into Canada. Dr. Lee Vail cut it out of the paper way up in Canada in 1933.
Canada 1933.
I was baptizing my 17th person. Under this witness.
And the baptism umuntu weshumi nesixhenxe phansi kobungqina.
And you know the rest of the story.
Niyalazi balonke.
And we're standing there baptizing the 17th person.
Lathi ndimi apho ndibaptiza lo muntu weshumi nesixhenxe.
A light come down from heaven.
Kwehla ukukhanya kuphuma ezulwini.
Shining down above there like a star falling from heaven.
Kubekezela kusihla phezulu ngokungathi inkwenkwezi ehla ezulwini.
The boy said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message shall forerun it.
Elizwi lathi njengoko uYohane umbhaptizo wayethunywe kwandulela ukuza kokuqala kwaYesu Kristu umyalazo wakhe uyakuzakuzela ukuza kwakhe kwesibini kulo lonke ihlabathi.
This day, this scripture is
Ngosi, ngosi. Namhlanje uThixo uthembisile.
What happened?
Kwenzeke ntoni?
This day it's went around the world.
Namhlanje ulikhibela onke ihlabathi.
And when God came down there and said that.
Yaye ngexesha uThixo wehlangalo wathi.
And as a little boy in a burning bush.
Isenkwenkwana etyholweni elivuthayo.
Our bush up there on fire with a pillar of fire up here at Watson's place on the Utica Pike.
Okanye ityholo apha ezantsi apha. Lisitsha insika yomlilo phezulu aba kumhlaba ka Athens phezulu endulini yeUtica.
Back in water back there from that barn to the moonshine still.
Ngithutha amanzi ngokukhanya kwenyanga.
You know the truth of it.
Nyabazi umnyaniso bayo.
He said, don't you never smoke or drink or defile your body, for there's a work for you to do when you get older. I testify to that being the truth that I saw it. And God, as it did with Moses, spoke out before the congregation down there and said,
yeah, Moses was teta pamwe bandla ezantsi phaya what?
This is the truth.
Inyaniso le.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled in this
devastation.
Watch what he said about the discernment and how it would be. From laying hands upon
him
to knowing the secret of the heart.
Kuqalela ekubekeni izandla ukuya kwazini imfihlelo yenhliziyo.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Before our very eyes.
Namhlanje esiphalo sisalisekile. Phambokalo wethu amehlo.
These promises that was made.
La madinga ayebekiwe.
Notice, all these promises have been vindicated and fulfilled by the God of the promise.
Kaphela onke la madinga angqinelwa azalisekiswa nguThixo wedinga.
Look hanging in Washington DC tonight.
Jonga kujinga eWashington DC ngokuhlanje.
The picture of the angel of the Lord.
Umfanekiso wengelosi yenkosi.
As George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI, fingerprint and document for the United States government.
Njengoko uGeorge J. Lacey inhloko yequmrhu lesizwe esimanyeneyo lezophando lonyatheliso lwencwadi zikarhulumente wesizwe esimanyeneyo zeAmerica.
Examined it from Houston, Texas, and said,
wawuphondo ngayo eHouston, eTexas, wathi,
this is the only supernatural being that was ever photographed in all the world.
Okukuphela kobume obungapha kwendalo bakhe abafoto ehlabathini lonke.
He ought to know he's the best that's in the world. Notice that hangs as a truth. The same pillar of fire that led Israel back
down
into the wilderness.
It's
leading today.
Sibona ikwayiyo namhlanje.
Come up out of Egypt. This day, this scripture. Is fulfilled. You know the message that he said. Look at the vision of Tucson 3 years ago.
We're
standing up here on the lane. When 5 years before that, he said, the day that the city drives a stake down in front of that gate, turn yourself towards the west.
My tabernacle,
the folks that here knows that time.
That's
right. And the day that Mr. Goins them was up there and drove that stake down.
Na mina umnumzana uGoin nabanye wayelapha bexhumeka lana ocanda.
I said to the wife, is something about this? She said, what is it? What
is it?
Now when he looked in my little book, there it was. And that next morning at 10 o'clock, sitting in there in my room there about 10 o'clock, the angel of the Lord came down. He said, go to Tucson. You'll be northeast of Tucson. There will come seven angels in a cluster that will shake the whole earth around you. And said, it'll be told you from there. How many remembers that here, way before it happened? There's man sitting right here in this building tonight, was standing right there when it happened. And said the seven seals of the hidden mysteries of the entire Bible be open.
Unfulfilled
Revelations 10. That in the seventh angel's message, these things should come to pass. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Last year, standing in the same place, Mr. Woods, here and I, going up the hill.
Kind of
mourning about his wife being sick. The Holy Spirit said, pick up a rock. Lay there, throw it up in the air. When it comes down, say, thus saith the Lord. There will be judgment strike the earth. Telling that he'll see the hand of God in the next few hours. I told Mr. Woods is present tonight. And I guess 8 or 10 of the men of 15. That was there at that time when it took place the next morning. Where the Lord came down in a whirlwind and ripped the mountain out around it. And cut the tops of the trees loose and made tree blast and said, judgment is headed towards the west coast. 2 days after that, Alaska almost sunk beneath the earth. And since then, up and down the coast, the belches of God's judgment against that spiritual stream. There is an iron curtain between the heavens and the
earth.
There is a bamboo curtain. And there is a sin curtain. Civilizations travel with the sun. So has the gospel. They've come from the east and went west, like the sun goes. And now it's on the west coast. It can't go no further. If it goes further, it'll be back east again. The prophet said, there will come a day that cannot be called night or day, a dismal day.
Umprophet wathi kuyabakho imini engakubizwa ngoba imini okanye ubusuku, imini yosizi.
A lot of rain is fall, just enough how to know how to join a church or put your name on a book.
Imvula enkulu nenkungu apho kwanele nje ukwazi ukujoin inkonzo.
But it shall be light about the evening
time.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. The same S-U-N that rises in the east is the same S-U-N that sets in the west. And the same S-O-N of God that come in the east and vindicated himself as God manifested in the flesh.
Was
is the same S-O-N of God in the Western Hemisphere here. That's identifying himself among the church tonight, the same yesterday today is real.
The
evening light of the sun has come. This day, this scripture, it's fulfilled before us.
Namhlanje esibhalo sizalisekile phambi kwethu.
Where are we at in this Abrahamic age?
Simalungaphi thina kwelixesha sigaba sika Abraham?
Where are we in this great time we're standing?
Siphi kwelixesha likhulu sime kulo?
The great hour that we're living.
Kuyure enkulu esiphila kuyo.
All the visions has been fulfilled.
Yonke imibono izalisekile.
How about one little minister friend of ours here, associate sister church? Junior Jackson.
Uthini ngomlungiselano sisihlobo sethu apha ibandla esidlelana nalo elingidade uJunior Jackson.
Come running up to us one night and be down there.
Kwesa ngobunye ubusuku kum ndilapha wathi.
I had a dream, Brother Branham, that's bothered me.
Ndiphupha iphupha mzalwane uBranham elingihluphayo.
I seen all the brethren gathered upon a hill.
Ndibone bonke abazalwane behlanganisene phezu kwenduli.
And said upon this hill, you were teaching us out of letters that was wrote.
Wathi phezu kwale nduli ubusifundisa ngonobumba bebhaliwe.
Look like in some letters that time had carved out in the rock. When he finished that, All that was finished. You told us that come close, and we all gathered up. Said you reached from somewhere and looked like got like a crowbar. And whipped the top of this little pyramid open. And when it did, said granite rock with no writing on it.
Granite,
and you told us to look in upon this. And you all, we all started looking.
I
said, I turned my head and I noticed you going towards the west, just as hard as you could towards the setting of the sun. How many remembers it? Now I stood there a little bit till the Holy Spirit revealed it. I said the entire Bible, as much has been revealed to man through justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost.
That the Bible is full. Kango ako chilwa evanduin gokuwelo.
The baptism in Jesus' name and all these things has been revealed.
Ubaptizo kamil ka Jesus Christ nazo zonga zindo zchilwa.
But there is secrets. That's hid inside because the Bible sealed with seven seals. I must go there to find it. That morning when those seven angels come down and blasted the earth and rocks through every way. Seven angels stood there and said, return back to Jeffersonville from where you come from. For the seven seals of the seven mysteries will be opened. Here we are today, we're understanding serpent seed. In a few days, if God willing, we'll understand the correctness of marriage and divorce. And all these things that God's opened every seal of the mysteries sets the foundation of the world.
Nazo zonke izinto azivule uThixo.
And we've been enjoying the presence of His presence. That is true. This day, the scripture.
Namhlanje esibhalo.
Life magazine packed an article of it.
Iphephandaba iLife likhuphe inqaku.
Mystic circle of light goes up in the air above Tucson and Phoenix.
Inqaba esanqa sokukhanya kunyuka esibhabha ke phezulu kweTucson nePhoenix.
In the same way that I told you nearly a year before it happened.
Kanye ngalandlela ngamxele ngayo malunga nonyaka bangwenzeke.
How it would be in a like a triangle. The picture hangs in the church down there. You took that magazine, has it? There it was just exactly. It said it's 27 miles high and 30 miles across. They don't understand yet what happened. It appeared mysteriously and went away mysteriously. Brother Fred Soffman, Brother Gene Norman and I stand there, three as a witness.
Why, Mzalon Sothman? Mzalon Gene Norman. Nam Smiapo. It's tattooed in England.
I get up on the top of the mount, Peter, James, and John.
They
give witness.
Finding a witness.
Stood there and watched it when it happened and seen it done. There it is hanging in the sky.
Nalo lenga sibhakabhake.
So far there's no humidity, no moisture, nothing to make a fog.
Kude kangangoba ungabikho ukufuma, kungabikho ukunyakama, kungekho nto inokwenza inkungu.
How could it come there?
Zalo kusanjani apho?
Was the angels of God returning back after their message?
Taizingelos has got tickles, findele mva, mva kumnyalas was.
This day, that prophecy has been fulfilled in our midst.
Namhlanje prophet osalsekile phakathi kwethu.
This day, this scripture has been fulfilled.
Namhlanje esibhalo sesalsekile.
Watch. Seven seals has been opened.
Jonga amajuna stanga selevuliwe.
The whirlwinds to the west coast.
Inkwitelo isibhekele kumamela lasentshona.
Now don't miss it like they did back yonder.
Ngoku ungayiphosi njengoko benzayo emva phaya.
Now our attention a little closer to our day.
Ngoku make sihoye kancinci nje lomhla wethu.
What does the scripture say about today and about the time we live in?
Sithini isiphalo ngonamhlanje nexesha esiphila kulo.
Jesus speaking.
Won't
have time to take them all. But I
want
to take this one before we close. Jesus said in St. Luke the 17th chapter, the 30th verse.
Wathi uYesu kuluka isahluko seshumi lesixhenxe ivesi yamashumi amathathu.
Jesus Christ, the Word Himself.
UYesu Kristu ulizi ngokwakhe.
Do you believe that?
Ngiyakholwa lonto.
Jesus Christ, the Word Himself, made flesh.
UYesu Kristu ulizi ngokwakhe enziwe inyama.
Spoke and said what the Word would be in the end time.
Wathetha waqala into eliyakuba yiyo ilizwe ngexesha lokugqibela.
What would be the sign of the end of the world?
Into yakuba yiyo umqondiso wokuphela kwehlabathi.
He told them nation to rise against nation.
Wabaxelela ukuba isizwe siyakuvukelana nesizwe.
But he said, as it was in the days of Sodom.
Kodwa wathi njengoba kunjalo ngemihla yeSodom.
So shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Kuyakuba njalo ngomhlatyile kangawo unyana womuntu.
Now when Jesus came to the earth, he came in the name of three sons.
Koko ngexesha esise emhlabeni uYesu weza ngegama lonyana abathathu.
Son of Man, which is a prophet.
Unyana womuntu ongumprofeti.
Son of God.
Unyana kaThixo.
And Son of David.
Unyana kaDavid.
Now he lived here on earth.
Wahlala apha emhlabeni.
He never did say he was the Son of God.
Akazange athi wayengunyana kaThixo.
He said, I'm the Son of Man.
Wathi ndingunyana womuntu.
Jehovah himself called Ezekiel and the prophets, Son of Man.
UYehova ngokwakhe wambiza uEzekiel baprofetini, nyana womuntu.
Because he had to come to fulfill scripture as a prophet.
Ngoba wayeza kuzalisa isibalo njengomprofeti.
Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me.
Moses wathi inkosi uThixo wenu yangivezela umprofeti ofana nami.
That's the reason he could not be the Son of God there. Because he was a son of man.
Naso isathu senza kuba ngabe unyana womuntu ngoko. Ngokuba wayengunyana womuntu.
The word came to the prophets and he was the word in its fullness.
Ilizwi leza kumprofeti kuba wayelizwi liphelele.
Son of man, the major prophet.
Unyana womuntu umprofeti omkhulu.
Not the major prophet but the God prophet.
Ingekho umprofeti omkhulu nje kodwa umprofeti uThixo.
The fullness of the Godhead bodily was in him.
Inzaseke enhloko uThixo ngomzimba yayikuye.
Therefore he was the Son of Man.
Ngoke wayengunyana womuntu.
Now for 2,000 years he's been known to us as Son of God, Spirit.
Ngoko iminyaka engamoka amabili ebesazeka ukuthi njengonyana kaThixo, umoya.
And in the millennium he'll be Son of David upon the throne.
Yaye kumileniyami khulu leminyaka yokuphumulo uyaba unyana kaDavide phezwe throne.
We all know that you believe the scriptures.
Siyazonke lo nto thina sikholayo sisibhalo.
Now Jesus said just at the end of this church age that we're living in.
Ngoko uYesu wathi kanye kupheleni kwesigaba sembandla esiphila kulo.
That the Son of Man would be revealed again in the same manner it was as it was at Sodom.
Unyana womuntu yakuthila kwakhona ngendlela efanayo njengokuba kwakunjalo eSodom.
Watch how historically he gave it.
Jonga nje indlela ayibeka ngayo ngokwezembali.
He said as it was in the days first of Noah.
Wathi njengoba kwakunjalo ngemihla kuqala kaNoah.
How they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
Indlela ababesidla ngayo besela besenda besendisa.
Then he brought next the last to the Son of Man at Sodom.
Waze ngasekugqibeleni waza kunyana womuntu eSodom.
Because there he was dealing with Jews.
Kuba phaya wayesebenza ngamaJuda.
Here at Sodom he's dealing with Gentiles.
Apa eSodom usebenza ngenhlanga.
There he drowned them all the water in judgment.
Phaya wabahaxisa bemkana manzi bonke emgwebeni.
Here at the Gentiles he burned them all at the day of Sodom.
Apa zinhlanga wazitshisa zonke ngomhla weSodom.
That's right. The Gentile world burnt there.
Kunjalo ihlabathi lenhlanga walitshisa phaya.
And so will it be when the Son of Man reveals.
Kanye kuyakuba njalo xa unyana womuntu etyhileka.
It's not no more water, but it'll be fire this time.
Ayisengumanzi kodwa iyakuba ngumlilo kweli xesha.
Jesus read from the same Genesis 23 that we read from.
UYesu wafunda kule Genesis ahloko sanashumi amabini anesithathu sifunda kuyo.
When he read about Sodom.
Mhla wayefunda ngeSodom.
Now, we admit the conditions that spoke of the world condition of Sodom.
Ngoku siyayivuma imeko yokuthethwe ngayo. Imeko yehlabathi yobuSodom.
Sodomites, Sodom condition.
UbuSodom, imoya Sodom.
We everyone will say amen to that.
Songe ngabanye sakuthi amen kulonto.
We believe that.
Kuba siyayikholelwa lonto.
All right.
Kulungile.
In the spiritual condition of Laodicea, the church natural.
Imoya ebandla laseLaodike ibandla lemveli.
We'll say amen to that.
Siyakuthi amen songe kulonto.
And accept their signs.
Siyamkele imiqondiso yazo.
We know that every sign is there. The church is in Laodicea.
Siyazi ba wonke umqondiso ophaya ibandla laseLaodike.
We know that.
Siyazi lonto.
We know the world is in a Sodom condition.
Siyazi ba ihlabathi likumoya eSodom.
Is that right?
Kunjalo.
We'll accept that.
Siyakwamkela oko.
But what about the sign of Abraham
the one waiting for the promised son. That was another. Remember, they had a Sodom back there. They had their messenger. And Abraham had a messenger to him. Abraham was waiting day by day for a almost an impossible thing to happen. Sarah, 90, and him 100. According to the promise of God, he was still waiting. In the midst of all criticism, he was waiting for that son. So is a true believer. Still waiting for that promised son to return. Notice, just before the son arrived, there was a sign given him. Is not the sign of the coming son to be revealed to the royal seed of Abraham that's waiting for the royal son? As same as it was to Father Abraham for the natural son. Is that right? Jesus said so here in St. Luke 17:30. Before this time come, that the Son of Man would be revealed. Like he did in the days of Sodom before the destruction of Sodom. Now we're looking for a sign. Now let's take the big conditions of time as it was in Sodom. Notice that all went out in Sodomite, the world. I think one of the movie directors put on a picture not long ago. And I got to see it. That was Sodom. If you ever see it, there's nothing else on but that. Take a look at it. It's certainly a good picture of the United States today. Hollywood. Just exactly the same kind of dress and everything else that they did right then. Big drunken sprees and everything else, a religious cult of people. So-called religious. Notice, and Sodom had a witness. And it was a fellow by the name of Lot, which was just a nephew to Abraham. Now, Abraham did not go down in Sodom. He and his group, he had a big group with him. Enough to fight off about a dozen kings in their army. So he had a big group with him. And he was sitting out there under an oak tree. One day, when everything was going wrong for him, nobody had anything to do with him, but he was still holding on to that promise. Watch now, closely before we close. While he was sitting there, down come three men walking to him. Two of them went down into Sodom and preached the gospel to them to come out to Lot. Is that right? But one stayed with Abraham. Notice the one that stayed with Abraham was God himself. The other two were angel messengers. Now down in Sodom they've done no miracles. One smite the blind and preaching the gospel always smites the blind. Now look at the set of that day. There is a church natural. Always in trees, as I said last night, God is represented. There were Sodomites, the Lotites, and the Abrahamites.
amalote nama Abraham.
It's in the same position tonight.
Kuselolo hlobo linye ngokushwanje.
The world setting just like that.
Ihlabathi lihleli kanye ngolo hlobo.
Let me ask you something. Look at this setting now.
Make ndinibuze into sijonge kulomzekelo ngoku.
Abraham called this man to talk to him. Elohim.
Uabraham wayibiza le ndoda ayithetha naye ngokuthi Elohim.
The Hebrew word Elohim means the all-sufficient one.
Igama lesebhere uElohim uthetha owanele konke.
The one that's the eternal one.
Lo ungunaphakade.
Elohim. God himself.
Elohim. UThixo uqobo.
In the beginning, Genesis 1 said, in the beginning, God.
Ekuqalekeni, kwiGenesis sahluko sokuqala sithi, ekuqalekeni, uThixo.
Take the Hebrew word there, in a Greek word rather.
Thatha igama lesebhere apho, igama lesigrike xebe.
In the beginning, Elohim. Created heavens and earth.
Ekuqalekeni, uElohim. Wadala amazulu nehlabathi.
Here he is, Genesis about 22 years.
Nako kwiGenesis malunga namashumi amabini apho.
He says again, or about 20, he said,
wathi iqala malunga namashumi amabini, wathi,
and he called this man's name Elohim.
Wase walibiza igama lendoda ngokuthi ngu Elohim.
Why did he do it?
Wayenzela ntoni loo nto?
God represented in a human flesh.
NguThixo emelwe esenyameni yomntu.
That sat down with Abraham and eat a calf sandwich.
Lo wahlala phansi noAbraham wadla inyama neqebengwana.
Drinking some milk and eat some bread.
Esela ubisi wadla isonka.
God himself had disappeared right before Abraham.
UThixo ngokwakhe wanyamalala kanyapo phambi kwaAbraham.
But he gave him a sign.
Kodwa wamnika umqondiso.
Notice.
Qaphela.
And that sign was that he had his back turned to the tent.
Umqondiso ongokuba weza ngomva ententeni.
And remember, Abraham.
Yaye khumbula uAbraham.
His name was Abram a few days before that.
Wayengu Abraham igama lakhe insukwana ezimbalwa phambi koko.
And Sarah was Sarah before that.
USara wayengu Sarah phambi koko.
S-A-R-R-A. Then S-A-R-A-H.
Engu S-A-R-R-A. Was wabangu S-A-R-A-H.
From A-B-R-A-M to A-B-R-A-H-A-M.
No A-B-R-A-M. Wabangu A-B-R-A-H-A-M.
Abraham means father of nations.
Abraham uthetha isewezizwe.
Now watch real close here.
Ngoku kawukujongele kufutshane oku.
And we'll see the setting of the hour that we're now living.
Sizakubona ukudwelisa kwale yule siphila kuyo ngoku.
As Jesus told us to look for this setting.
Njengoko uYesu wathi masikhangele olu dweliso.
We've seen all the rest of it, right?
Sibone yonke ukuba ilungile.
Now let's see to the royal seat.
Ngoku make sibone imbewu yokukumkani.
What setting they're supposed to see.
Lolu budweliso abafanele kulubona.
Now, this man said, Abraham, where is your wife, Sarah?
Ngoku le ndoda yathi, Abraham, uphi umkakho uSarah?
And Abraham said, she's in the tent. Behind you.
Abraham wathi usententeni emva kwakho.
I had never seen her.
Ngoku yayingazange imbone ngaphambili.
How did he know that his name was Abraham?
Yayisazi njani ukuba igama lakhe lalingu-Abraham?
How did he know her name was S-A-R-A-H?
Yayisazi njani ukuba igama lomfazi lalingu-S-A-R-A-H?
Amen. Abraham, where is your wife, Sarah?
Abraham. Uphi umkakho uSarah?
Said she's in the tent behind you.
Wathi usententeni emva kwakho.
He said, ah.
Yaze yathi ndi.
Ah, personal pronoun.
Ndi. Isimela bizo somuntu.
I am going to visit you according to the promise.
Ndiyaku kundwendwela ngokwedinga.
Your wife should have that baby.
Inkosikazi yakho iza kumfumana la mntwana.
You trust me now. I'm going to make it come to pass.
Undithembe ngokwaneleyo. Ngoku ndiyakuyenza yenzeke.
And Sarah in the tent behind.
USara ententeni ingemva.
Eavesdropping or eardropping or what you call it.
Wabavela okanye wabeva noba niyibiza njani na.
Listen to the tent. She said.
Emamela ungapha kwentente wathi.
Laughed up her sleeve and she said.
Wahleka mpela wathi.
Now me. An old woman like I am.
Ngoku mna umfazi owaluphele njengam.
Have pleasured my lord in him old too out there 100 years old.
Ndizonwabise nenkosi yami emdala ngokwakhe ekuphaya kwikhulu leminyaka ubudala.
Wow, this hasn't happened for many, many years.
Kutheni oko kwenzekanga iminyaka emininzi, ninzi.
And the man, M-A-N.
Daye indoda, M-A-N, indoda.
Sitting there eating in human flesh.
Ihleli apho isitya isenyameni yomntu.
Drinking. And eating like an ordinary man with dust on his clothes.
Isela isitya njengendoda eqhelekileyo inothuli empahleni yayo.
And had dust on his feet and Abraham washed it off.
Inothuli nasezinyaweni zayo was Abraham waluhlamba walususa.
God himself.
UThixo uqobo.
Looked around. And he said, why did Sarah laugh back in the tent saying this? He knew, could discern the thoughts of Sarah in the tent behind him. Is that right? Now when the royal seed of Abraham come on the earth, what sign did he show? Son of man. Simon came up to him one day. Andrew brought him. He said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. He said, I made a believer out of him. Philip went over and got Nathaniel. Come back and said, come see a man who we've found. Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. He said, now wait a minute. Could anything good come out of that fanaticism? He said, come see. So would Philip come up in the presence of Jesus with Nathaniel? Jesus looked over at him and said, behold an Israelite in whom there's no guile. Yes, Israel. He said, Rabbi, when did you know me?
Wati, Rabbi, undasinina.
He said, before Philip called you when you were out of the tree, I saw you.
Wati, engabizu Philip, upanskomti, dakbon.
He said, Rabbi, thou art the son of God. You're the king of Israel.
Wati, Rabbi,
when the little woman at the well in her immoral condition, come up a little panoramic, something like this, to draw some water.
What a key. You don't want to know that. As a come on.
Jesus had sent his disciples away to get fiddles. When she came up to draw water, he said, bring me a drink, woman.
What a figure. As a come on. What a departure and serum fast.
She said, it's not customary for you to say that.
What a yena. Of course, you're going about it.
We have segregation here. Now, you Jews have nothing to do with us, Samaritans. We have nothing to do with you. He said, but woman, if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. I'll give you water if you don't come here to draw. He found where her condition was, what it was. He said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any husband. He said,
what?
You said the truth. You've had five. And the one you're living with now is not yours. She said,
what?
Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Prophet.
We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll show us these things. Jesus said, I am he.
Jesus
said, I am he. That she ran into the city and said, come see a man who's told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? Watch, he did that before the Jews and the Samaritans, but never the Gentiles. The Gentiles, we people were heathens in them days. The other nations packed a club on her back, worshiping idols. We wasn't looking for no Messiah. He only appears to those who is looking for him. And we are supposed to be looking for him. But those who claim to be looking for him, the church itself, when they seen that done, they said, he's a devil, he's a fortune teller, a
Beelzebub.
And Jesus said that sin would be forgiven him because he hadn't died
yet.
But said someday the Holy Ghost will come and do the same thing. And speak one word against it will never be forgiven. That's this day where every word has to hang together. Speak a word against it, it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. That was the royal seed of Abraham. And here that royal seed of Abraham, which come because of that identification of that man sitting there with Abraham, come to prove it was the same God promised to them this day as it was in the days of Sodom. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when he is revealing himself as Son of Man.
Amen.
This is the day for the scripture to be fulfilled. Look at the setting we are today. Look at the church where the Son of God. Look at the dismal day. Look at all the prophecies. Now a strange thing. Our businesses are due then.
Ngoku into engumangaliso.
If the setting has to be like it's Sodom, there were three of them coming along. Three outstanding men sent from heaven. We'll admit that. Three of them. One stayed with
Abraham.
They all started there. But one stayed with
Abraham.
The rest of them went out in Sodom. Is that right? And Abraham had a changed name from Abram to
Abraham.
True? Not one time has the history of church of the world ever had an evangelist to go to it with a name ending in H-A-M to this day.
Billy, G-R-A-H-A-M.
Is that right?
Kunjalo.
G-R-A-H-A-M, six letters.
G-R-A-H-A-M.
A-B-R-A-H-A-M is seven letters.
U-A-B-R-A-H-A-M.
But G-R-A-H-A-M is six letters.
Kodwa U-G-R-A-H-A-M.
Which is the word of man. See? Look what's went out there today. Is that messengers from heaven? Is there a man on earth that's got repentance so preached so plainly as Billy Graham? Has there been a man that has had an effect upon the people like Billy Graham? Never has there been. Internationally, a man. Oh, Billy Sunday and so forth is here in the United States.
Oh, Billy Sunday and Avani Babelava America.
But Billy Graham's known worldwide.
God, oh, Billy Graham was the way Sabatin Jigalele.
See where he's calling? Out of Sodom.
Yeah, Bona Babisa Kona, Bakuba Sodom.
And he's got his company and party there with the Pentecostal church.
Yeah, you actually know about me and I in a band of Moya.
And Oral Roberts. But what about the elect group?
Kotwagelo Naika and Yuluayo.
What kind of sign are they supposed to see? What are they supposed to have? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
It shall be light in the evening time. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, God's promise is fulfilled. We know that to be the truth. He's here tonight as he was then. Now to preach it, that I said a while
ago,
if you preach anything and it's a gospel truth, then God's obligated to vindicate that. Is that true? Now, if that be so, let the God that wrote the word, let the God that made the prophecy, let the God who is God of the word, come forth and prove that he's still God.
Amen. As
Elijah went up on the mountain watching Elisha, went watching Elijah.
Njengoko Elia wenyuka intaba ejongile uElisha wahamba emjongile uElia.
He said, I want a double potion.
Wathi ndifuna ukuphindwa kabini.
And the mantle that was on Elijah fell up on Elijah.
Yaze ingubo yakuElia yawela phezu kuElisha.
He walked down and doubled that blanket up and struck the river and said,
Wehla wayiphinda lo ngubo ubetha umlambo wathi,
where is the God of Elijah?
Ophi uThixo kaElia?
And the same thing that happened for Elijah happened for Elijah.
Yase lanto inye yenzeka uElia yenzeka nakuElisha.
And the same gospel.
Kuti wala vangeli inye.
The same power.
Kwala amandla manye.
The same son of man.
Kwala nyana womuntu munye.
That was yesterday, is today, and will be forever.
Ibi nguya izolo nguya namhlanje yakuba nguya ngona phakade. Kuma Hebrews chapter 3 verse 8.
You believe it?
Lay cover.
And I asked you. I cannot be him, but he is here.
And did not bang huye.
We are only a carrier. Some of you people out there that's sick and afflicted. That you know that I don't know you. Let God now, if I can humble myself enough. You pray. And ask God. Don't guess there isn't a prayer card in the building, is there?
And God will come and cut up ten thousand of lenses. Akona?
No, I don't. We never give out any prayer cards. We're going to have prayer meeting at or healing the sick at the church.
Aye, and the askup makadi up ten thousand. Si akwana inkonzo um ten thousand. Okanye impiliso. Yabakula inkonzo in.
But you pray.
God will ten thousand.
You know that I'm a total stranger to you.
Uba zange sabona na ngapambili tu.
See. You know me, Jeffersonville. I don't want people from Jeffersonville to do that.
And ifuna abantu base Jeffersonville benze lonto.
I want people from away from here somewhere.
Ndifuna abantu abavela kwenye indawo kude.
See if God still reveals.
Sibone kuba uThixo usayithila na.
See if he's still the same yesterday and forever.
Sibone kuba uThixo isengiyena izolo namhlanje nangona phakade.
Do you like the little woman did?
Yenza njengoba la mfazana mncinci wenzayo.
He passed through and she said,
Wakita, what?
I believe this man.
Ndiyayikholelwa le ndoda.
She had a blood issue. And she said,
Waine tombo lekazi wathi,
if I could touch the border of his garment, I believe I'll be made whole.
Ukuba nokuchukumisa mpumbelo wengubo yakhe.
Is that right? Because of her faith, that day the scripture was fulfilled. He bind up the heart of the broken, or heal the sick and the lame. When she touched his garment, walked out and sat down, he turned around and said, who touched
me?
How do you ever know in that great throng of people?
Why no goes on Jan? Where's that straightest cool sabantu?
Probably 30 times watch here tonight. Thousands of them.
Go pinned a tattoo knabalaba go crunch. I'm a wagaban.
How did he know it?
Why is that in Jani?
He said, who touched me?
What Guban on Tuk Miss Lam?
He didn't say that just to be saying. He said that because it was true.
Azana fan out tetenjogo. Wagu togogba yanis.
And he said, who touched me? Directly looked around, seeing the little woman where she was sitting or standing, whatever position she is in.
Wapunguza watonga ngo. Waibona lontogas. Abu yehleli kona okanye imile. Noba yiphineme kuya ikuyo.
Told her her blood issue was over.
Wayixelela ukuba ithombo lawo lekhasi laliphelile.
That was Jesus yesterday. That's him today.
NguYesu lo izolo. Nguye namhlanje.
You believe that?
Ngiyakholwa lonto.
I don't know you. God does.
And kwazi uThixo kwazi.
But you got pains in your side that's bothering you. That's right.
Kodwa unenhlungu ezikuhluphayo ecaleni. Kunjalo kanye.
You're sitting there praying about it.
Uhleli lapho uzithandazela.
Am I a stranger to you?
Awundaz?
We're a stranger when I stand up if it is.
Ima ngenyawo kuba kunjalo.
I don't know you.
And kwazi.
It's this man right here on the corner, this young fellow.
Le ndoda ilapha kanye ikoneni, lo mfana.
You also got a bad throat. That's right.
Now we're numkala ukhlungu.
You're praying about that. You're all nervous about something. You're
going
to have to leave the meeting because you're a minister. You got some engagements you got to take care of. That is right. You believe God knows who you are? Reverend Mr. Smith, now you can go and be healed.
Smith.
Jesus Christ made you whole.
Jesus Christ took
walk in a meeting. Your throat won't bother you.
Pindela enkonzweni yakho, umqala wakho usayi kukhathaza.
Who did he touch?
Ukuthukumisa bani?
There's a man sitting right back here. He's suffering. He's got a tumor on his left lung.
Lendoda ihlele emva apha, yabulaleka. Unethumba kulo mpunga wasemncwele.
Doesn't he isn't from here.
Akasuki apha.
You have been a mine worker.
Ubusebenza emgodini.
That is right.
Kunjalo.
I'm a total stranger to you. That's right. Shake your hand.
Akundazi tu uba kunjalo ushukumise isandla sakho.
The tumor's in your left lung and you're up for an operation right away.
Elthumba kulo mpunga wasemncwele. Ulinde uqhaqo khona ngoku.
That's right.
Akunjalo.
You're not from here. You're from out of town.
Uvela apa? Uvela ngaphandle kwale dorobha.
You're from Virginia.
Uvela eVirginia.
That's right.
Kunjalo.
You believe God knows who you are?
Uyakhona ukuba uThixo uyakwazi ukuba ungubani na?
Mr. Mitchell. That's right.
Umzana Mitchell. Kunjalo.
Go home, be well. Jesus Christ makes you whole.
Kodwa uphile uYesu Kristu uyakuphilisa.
Ask the man. Never seen him in my life. He set me free.
Yibuzeni le ndoda. Zange ndayibona ebomini bam. Ubehleli phaya ethanda.
This day. This scripture.
Namhlanje asibhalo.
Here's a lady sitting right back here behind me.
Kukhona nenekazi liphaya ngasemva emva kwami.
As Sarah was in the tent.
Njengoba uSarah wayesentende.
She's praying for a daughter.
Lithandazela intombi yalo.
Stand up.
Manganyawo.
The daughter's not here. She's away.
Intombi ayikho apha, ikude.
The daughter had
intombi yakho I
you're same as it was when a woman come to Jesus who had a woman that was fiercely vexed for the devil.
Undonye nela xesha langfazi waya kuYesu wayene ntombi ehlaselwa kakubi demon.
The woman is the girl is demon possessed.
Umfazi intombazana inomoya ongcolileyo.
She's not here.
Ayikho apha.
She is from you're from North Carolina.
Ivela uvela eMantla Carolina.
You believe that? And that's the truth, isn't it?
Uyakorelonto? Ibe lonto inyaniso ayisiyo?
Miss Orders, you can go home.
Koskas Orders, ungagoduka.
If you believe with all your heart,
uba uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
You'll find your daughter like found when Jesus Christ in the days gone by.
Ngakufumana intombi yakho njengoba yafunyanwayo umhla uYesu wathi kuyakubanjalo kumihla edlulayo.
This day, this scripture.
Namhlanje esisibhalo.
The sign of Sodom.
Umqondiso wase Sodom.
The sign of the super seed.
Umqondiso wempheu yoqobo.
The sign of the natural church.
Umqondiso webandla lemveli.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst.
Namhlanje esibhalo sizalisekile phakathi kwenu.
Do you believe it?
Ngiyikholwa lonto.
Will you accept him right now as your savior and healer?
Ungamamkela ngoku njengomsindisi nomphilisi wakho.
Stand up to your feet, everyone, and say,
Imani ngenyawo nonke ngabanye nithi.
I accept my healing.
Ngiyamkela impiliso yami.
I accept him as my savior.
Ngiyamamkela njengomsindisi wami.
I accept him as my king.
Ngiyamamkela njengokumkani wami.
Each one, stand to your feet.
Imani ngenyawo nonke ngabanye.
This day,
namhlanje.
Listen, friends.
Pulapani sobo.
He read the scripture.
Wasifunda isiphalo.
Handed the Bible back to the priest.
Wayibuyisela iBhayibhile kumpriste.
And said all the eyes of the people were fastened upon him.
Idonga amehlo abantu ayenamathele kuye.
And he looked upon him and said,
Wabakhangela wathi,
this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Namhlanje esiphalo sisalisekile.
I've read the scripture.
Ngisifundile isiphalo.
With a dozen or more evidences. That we're living in the last days.
Neshumelness been long and angapezu lobunina. Uba spila kumshaw kibe.
The generation that will see Jesus Christ return to the earth.
Isi zuglwane siya humbohono uye slai buwele mshabe.
And I say to you tonight again.
Daya ndizikuni ngokshuanje. Kwa kona.
This day. This scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Namhlanje esiphalo sizalisekile emehlweni enu.
You in Tucson.
Nina nise Tucson.
You in California.
Nina nise California.
You in New York.
Nina nise New York.
On these telephone hookups.
Kolinqibelelwano lweminxeba.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Namhlanje esiphalo sizalisekile. Ngibona.
Let us be glad and make merry.
Masikhobe sivuye kunene.
For the marriage of the Lamb is at hand.
Sitwa mvana usondele.
And her bride, his bride has made herself ready.
Umchakazi wakhe uzilungisile.
Let's raise our hands and give him glory. Oh, ye people.
Masiphakamise izandla zethu simnike uzuko nonke bantu.
God bless you.
Uthixo ngisikelele.